Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's Fancy Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We kicked off the show today by talking about how gosh darn hot it is outside, because that's what Midwesterners do. We complain about the weather. But of course, that has a serious overtone about those folks that are stuck outside or in places that don't have air conditioning. You all were sharing some of your hot takes. I love this one. Jeff from Shoreward, thanks, my buddy. He's like, how do I cope with the heat? I hunker down in my air-conditioned bedroom with a glass of wine and Maggie D. I won't ask what happens next. Jeff, we'll just leave that right there. Thank you for listening and your text. Chris from Janesville listening on WMDX. Chris is lucky enough to have off today, so he's having three beers and some waters, two waters to every one beer. That's a good plan, Chris.
That's a really good plan, and I have to keep reminding myself to do that, even on the cold days.
Yes, one beer, two waters. He's having a couple of beers sitting on and by the pond. Enjoy. Mark from Prairie du Sac mentioned he saw some high school kids outside doing workouts. Wow. I think a high school kid around these parts just dropped dead from a tackle. He was a quarterback, high school quarterback. Was playing an early season game. He didn't die because of the heat. He died. He basically had like an aneurysm from just a regular old hit. It wasn't a big hit, just dropped dead. There are plenty of high schools throughout the South and the Midwest and across this country. Football teams, soccer teams, doing two-a-days.
Yeah, I did two-a-days. First thing I thought of was two-a-days, and I was just like,
I can't believe.
Being so thirsty that you nearly give yourself cramps because you're just inhaling water.
Correct. I did some two-a-days back in the day, but when it was summertime, we'd crack-a-lack those at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and then we wouldn't practice again until about 6 o'clock at night.
Rub some dirt on it, Maggie.
Get back out there. And it used to be the model, like coaches used to be real hard-nosed. We'd be like, no, you get a water break when I tell you. What's wrong with you? Why don't you do another lap?
You know what was awesome? I found out that I was asthmatic when I was 35.
So you had all those years of struggle
all those
busing.
Years of thinking that I was out of shape for running a mile every day.
Yeah. I know how it goes. Troy from Mount Horeb, how do you stay cool when it is this toasty out?
Oh, my God. I don't.
I hear that, friend.
I haul cars, so I was about outside for about 2 hours this morning loading. And about an hour, I just got done unloading. So my shirt was wet this morning, and the two-hour drive to get down here, it dried off, and now it's wet again.
Well, that's, but God bless the sweat, right? It helps keep you cool. We need it.
So they tell me.
Well, drink lots of water, friend.
I did. I'm also a 16-year prison guard
for the state of Wisconsin. Kidding. Did your facility have air conditioning?
Most of it, no. I worked at a few institutions. I worked at Waupun. I don't know, and I'm assuming Green Bay is the same way. I don't know how you would air condition those places.
Yeah, unless you build new facilities, it's basically impossible. Right. That's the whole rub, right?
Right.
It's not like we can just, they'll put a window unit in there. It'll be fine. No.
Yeah.
Not quite.
300 window units, yeah. I worked at Dodge. There were some places on the new end that was air conditioned. The supervisor's office had a window air conditioner in there. A couple of those.
It's always those supervisors, isn't it?
Yes, it's always the supervisors.
Well, listen,
that's
my brother.
Why I was a union rep.
There you go. If you can't beat them, join them. That's Troy from Mount Horeb. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, Troy. You keep it cool. Keep drinking that water, my friend. One small business announcement, and then I want to get into the seeming daily avalanche of former Republican administration officials, high level, all down the ranks, staffers, lawyers. We're going to talk about that. But I wanted to share with you a bit of civic media business because Dan Schaefer, of Recombobulation Area fame is joining the Civic Media team. So cool.
I like that.
I mean, the best name of a Substack or blog that ever was, the Recombobulation Area, an homage to the Milwaukee County Mitchell, General Mitchell International Airport, where we have the now famous or infamous Recombobulation Area in every gate. Love that. He is joining us as political editor. He's going to help us, you know, stay on the straight and narrow. And I'm really excited to share with you all that Dan will be joining me on Thursday. We'll talk about it. Maybe we'll talk a little DNC. Good times all. Congrats, Dan. We're super happy to have you in the
family. He was there at the DNC, and I can tell you there is no other person that I have ever met that has more off the hand, off the top of his head information on local races in Wisconsin than any other human that I've ever met.
Yeah, Dan is going to be an incredible resource for, I think, a lot of that local politics, not just out of Milwaukee.
No, I'm talking like, in that district, there's a lot of this. Like he knows at least a little bit almost about every district because he does his homework. And that's part of what is wonderful about the Recombobulation Area is that every election cycle, you can go there and find exactly the information you need to make an informed decision.
I appreciate Dan, and I've appreciated his work for years. I'm so excited that he's joining the Civic Media team. Again, congrats. Congrats to Dan. Sue from Franklin saying that she's staying cool inside and writing postcards to encourage people to vote. Sue, you couldn't be a better setup for the overarching theme of the day here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We'll stitch it all together for you. Do not worry. Love that, Sue. And a texter, Dan in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, texting in on WMDX. He said the back of his UPS truck is easily over 100 degrees. He's drinking water by the gallon and using a liquid IV. Great stuff when it gets like this. That is exactly what you have to do to keep yourself hydrated, folks. If you think you've had enough, you probably haven't. However, I will make this note. It is possible to give yourself water poisoning.
Yep.
And just a word to the wise, little PSA here from yours truly and Fancy Brian. If your urine ends up clear, you may have enough hydration in you.
Get yourself a banana every now and then, too,
because your potassium.
Low potassium will kill you, too.
Little potassium, always good. Some electrolytes. Those Gatorades are
good for
something.
Do a pickle juice shot.
Oh, love that. You know they make the taste of tequila disappear?
Yeah, that's a thing. When I left the bars, they started making actual pickle juice that you would do with shot. Pickle juice and shots of Jameson, I'm told, are the most amazing thing that ever happened.
I won't be trying that soon, my friends.
I know, later on tonight you will.
I don't know about that. I've finally gotten to a stage in my life where if it don't taste good, I'm not drinking it. Brian disagrees. All right, we're going to get to those former Republican officials leaving in droves, denouncing Trump, saying that they are going to be supporting and voting for Kamala Harris. You don't want to miss this. Coming up next, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
What has happened to us? What has happened to us?